The number of Americans who filed for unemployment benefits last week was 860,000, another drop, but still more than 12 million Americans remain on unemployment benefits. And stocks fell at the open on Wall Street this morning after the Fed said yesterday that interest rates could stay at zero through 2023. Fed Chair Jerome Powell told the news conference that the central bank is committed to maximizing employment, which has fallen during the pandemic. He called the Fed's guidance on interest rates powerful in helping reach that goal.
And today, we believe that particularly this very strong forward guidance, very powerful forward guidance that we've announced today, will provide strong support for the economy. Effectively, we're saying that rates will remain highly accommodative until the economy is far along in its recovery. And that should be a very powerful statement in supporting economic activity.
Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, the Fed said it doesn't expect inflation to rise for years, but it plans to keep those rates at zero even after it does. What should we take away from this latest announcement?
Oh, so the Fed traditionally had been viewing inflation at about 2% as sort of the limit that they would tolerate before they would consider raising interest rates to keep inflation in check. In this case, what they're doing is they're worried that raising rates in an environment of 2% inflation would actually hold back the economy's recovery from this recession this year. So they're willing to let it run, let inflation run above 2% for a little bit because they don't want to be that headwind to the economy. It's important to remember, Jeremy, the rates that the Fed sets are very influential for short-term debt. For longer-term interest rates, they often, or have it at least in the last decade or so, bought longer-term treasuries to keep those longer-term interest rates in check. So I think the disappointment in the stock market is partly because they didn't outline any plans to do that this time, to keep longer-running interest rates low by purchasing longer-term treasuries.
The Fed is not the only central bank in the world. The Bank of England also announced yesterday it was considering cutting interest rates below zero for the first time in its history. What does it mean for the U.S., Mike, when other countries do that, go negative with their interest rates?
Well, one of the first things you have to look for is the currency exchange rates. The currency in a country with higher interest rates tends to strengthen because investors sort of move money to that currency to take advantage of those higher rates. And we did see a little bit of strengthening in the dollar versus the British pound. And that's not necessarily good news for the economy because it makes our exports more expensive to people buying them overseas. So it's something to keep an eye on. And couple that with the fact that the Fed, most Fed officials have said they do not see the benefit of negative interest rates. For one thing, it does some damage to the banking system and their ability to make profits off of lending. So banks may sort of scale back lending in a negative interest rate environment, and that's not going to be good for the economy. So it's not something the Fed is likely to do here.
Mike, just very briefly, just a few seconds, the latest unemployment numbers, still hundreds of thousands added to the rolls. What do you make of it?
It's still clear that the economy is still struggling to get past this pandemic, and that really puts the onus on Congress in Washington to come to some sort of compromise on the next stimulus package.
If there is one, and if there is one before the election. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News.